You're listening to the North Posey Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Waylon Shank will break down the record book that was opened up last week in a 49-6 win against Pike Central. They had a new record set in passing touchdowns. They have a tied record in receiving touchdowns. That and so much more, plus a new star emerging on defense. That and more discussed with head coach Waylon Shank right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on the North Posey Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Waylon Shank, the head coach of the Vikings, is here on the ref getting ready for homecoming weekend. We're going to talk about that. But first, coach, really appreciate you taking the time. Talking about a 49-6 win against Pike Central last Friday. And, well, there was some history made. Carter Schickel, 7 touchdown passes. It is a program record. So when you look back on the game, and obviously Carter's performance, what comes to mind?
He was efficient. He's been consistent all year, and he went into that game, you know, feeling pretty good after coming off a really good game against Tell City. And we approach it the same way we have. Let's get him going early. Let's get him comfortable and get him some quick completions. And once he starts completing 2 or 3. Early on, man, he gets in a rhythm, and that's what we did. And I think his first pass went 80 yards for a touchdown. And came right back in the second drive and got him some quick completions. And he's throwing it as well as anybody that I've coached as a quarterback. And his confidence just grows every week.
Is Carter Schickel a guy that you always knew had the opportunity, the ability, the chance to put out a game like this, a program record, 7
for sure.
Touchdown passes?
Carter's, we've seen him coming up. We've seen him as a young player, his commitment to football. He comes from a family that his grandpa coached here under Coach Jingleball, and you know, he had a cousin or an uncle that was a really good player here, and you know, his brother's a really good football player over at Modern Day, and you know, they're a football family, and Carter's kind of he's a film junkie. He's always out on the field, running things, you know, even in the summer or in the spring when we really don't have much contact with them. Carter's got out there with his receivers, and those guys are doing great things. So, you know, we knew he had potential. We really challenged him in the offseason to get in the weight room, to put on the weight that we felt like it was going to be necessary to increase his arm strength and give him the ability to play at the level that we thought he could. And he, you know, he rose to that occasion and has gotten much stronger, and the ball's just jumping out of his hand right now.
I know that we were teasing before the show about a couple of throws that he missed, and certainly weren't many of them. He was extremely efficient, like you said. 19 of 25, more than 300 yards in the air, a program best 7 touchdown passes, and yeah, he only played 3/4 of the game. So you really can't ask for a better performance, although maybe you can, Coach, because you're a perfectionist. What did you see from Carter? Because he did miss a couple of throws, and had he keep his head, I'll say, somewhat reasonably sized and hopefully not inflated too much?
Well, the good thing about Carter, he's a pretty quiet kid. He's a humble kid. You know, so I don't see him getting overly confident to where that becomes a problem. But, yeah, I mean, he knows, and you know, we talked about it. He came off of a series where he missed back-to-back throws high, and part of that was adjusting to the field. You know, we play on a turf field here at home that's really flat, and at Pike Central they got a nice crown on their field. And, you know, you feel like when you're in the middle of the field throwing to the sideline, it's about 18 inches, you know, lower on the sideline than it is on the field or at the top of the field. And I think a couple of his misses were just – you know, getting used to the field conditions and a little, and people who have never had to do that think, well, it was the difference in field. Well, it is different when there's a big crown on the field, and a natural surface, and it was a pretty hard surface that was dusty, and you know, getting your footing and those little things that plays a role for a quarterback. I mean, it's not a whole lot different than a starting pitcher. You know, you go from one mound to the next, and you want to make sure you get good warm up in and adjust, because every field's a little bit different. I think that was his challenge early on, and he settled in and didn't make any excuses. He's pretty hard on himself. He wasn't happy that he missed a couple early throws, but again, man, he just kept battling. I think at one point he had completed 11 straight passes and just kept doing what he's done all year and leading this offense.
A 49-6 hammering of Pike Central, highlighted by 7 touchdown passes from the junior QB Carter Schickel for North Posey. It is a new program record. This is the North Posey Football Show. Head coach Waylon Schenck talking all things Vikings when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at SeamusGlass.com.
Harvest more of what you grow with the Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on the North Posey Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach Waylon Schenk is here with me, Brad Klein, talking all things Vikings football. You know, we were talking before the break about how Carter Schickel's 7 touchdown passes against Pike Central, that's a new program record, and it's something that Carter has over really everyone in program history. Certainly something he has over Dylan Murphy for this week, because Dylan Murphy caught 4 of those 7 touchdown passes, tying a program record in a single game. 4 TD catches, 7 receptions overall, nearly 150 yards for Murphy. So, some bragging rights, Coach. I'd imagine that Carter's hanging that over Dylan's head this week. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Those two are pretty competitive. They're really close. You usually see them together walking the halls at school, out here on the practice field. So, those two guys have a friendly competition. But, you know, Dylan's been healthy this year, he's been Carter's go-to guy, and we've taken our shots with him when we've gotten them, and we haven't got many situations where Dylan's been in single coverage, but every time we get that, we typically try to go to him, and he's such a playmaker. I think he's a big mismatch being at 6'2", 205 pound, wide receiver. There's not a whole lot of corners that are physically able to match his athleticism and just the stature. And Dylan's one of those kids who's special. He works really hard. He's only a sophomore, but if you watch us play, you think, man, who is that man child out there? And he's a 15-year-old kid, and he just continues to work and works really hard in the off season, works hard in the weight room. He doesn't take many days off, and he's an ultimate competitor. So, what he's doing right now, what Carter's doing right now on the field, isn't surprising to the people who have been around the program.
Catching 4 of the 7 touchdown passes for North Posey, Dylan Murphy was a big part of the 49-6 win against Pike Central last week. And 7, that was a bit of a magic number for the Vikings in this game against the Chargers, because on top of the 7 touchdown passes from Schickel, 7 tackles for a loss for this defense, 5 of them coming from Lane Young, another sophomore, 9 solo tackles. He was great. 12 total tackles for Lane Young. What did you see from him on defense? Because those numbers, they really pop off.
Lane he's grown up fast. He's another sophomore. He's a 15-year-old kid we really didn't – I would just being honest with you, we didn't have him really penciled in as a starter coming into the summer. And, it wasn't 2 or 3 weeks into our summer workouts. I went to our D coordinator and said, Lane Young's our best outside linebacker. And he proves it week in and week out. He does it in practice. There's times in practice I got to get on to him for almost going too hard. We're trying to do some kind of 50% effort type, walk through, jog through to get some things going. And Lane's got one motor, and it is all full speed ahead. And that's starting to pay dividends on Friday night. And, You know, early in the season, he was, you know, he was missing some things because he was almost overly aggressive. He wasn't slowing down his reads, and he got himself in some bad positions. But man, he's learned from those experiences. And you know, Friday night we asked him to be patient. We knew the Boyd was a really good running back. We knew he was going to, you know, get in between the tackles and then look to bounce. And Lane sat right there on the edge, and every time he bounced, Lane was on it. And you know, he played a huge role in shutting down that Pike Central offense. And you know, again, another sophomore who gets better week in and week out. His confidence continues to grow, and you know, he's playing himself into what I think is an all-conference outside linebacker.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. With the 5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks against Pike Central. And like you said, he's shaped up to be not only one of your best linebackers and one of the best linebackers in the conference. And it's a really exciting thing, right? Because we knew that Dylan was going to be a big player for you guys. We knew that Carter was going to be the first quarterback on the depth chart for you guys. We didn't know really much about Lane Young, and he's shaping up to be one of the most important players on the team. Is it the type of thing that you need to see a little bit more from him and he needs to continue to prove it? Or has he already done that and he's already in that circle of trust?
Yeah, we just need him to keep doing what he does. He said he proves it every day at practice. You know, when our first offense is out there going against the scout defense, Lane jumps in. And he's a pain for our offense every day at practice because he's flying around the football. Like I said, our O-line has to go hard. Our receivers have to run hard routes because they know Lane's going to make them compete. And it's made us better on offense. It's made him better on defense. He's a huge part of our special teams and what we try to do there. But, man, the kid's a great kid to be around. He's a fun kid to be around. He shows up with all this energy every day at practice, a smile on his face. And kids feed off that. And, you know, he's doing things the right way. I can't say enough about him and the character and what he brings to this team.
After the 49-6 win against Pike Central last week, the Vikings are undefeated in conference play, 4-1. But both of those records on the line for tomorrow against South Spencer. We're going to talk about that game in a moment right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. Harvest more of what you grow with a Case IH Axle Flow Combine from H&R AgriPower in Poseyville. Axle Flow Combines deliver cleaner grain samples straight from the field. That means more grain and less dockage at the elevator. And with AFS Harvest Command, you get harvesting technology that monitors changing crop conditions and proactively adjusts the combine to optimize the settings. Technology that puts more grain in the tank and money in the bank.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business or when you visit one of our 3 tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamersglass.com.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Oh, the target on North Posey football's back continues to grow after a 49-6 win against Pike Central last week, and tuning in for the South Spencer game tomorrow at 7. Now, looking at this game, Coach Waylon Shankus here on WREF, the final segment of this week's edition of the North Posey Football Show. South Spencer, what have they shown you on tape?
Well, you know, the record I don't think indicates how good of a football team they are. You know, they've lost 2 games to undefeated teams in Heritage Hills and Edgewood, and lost a tough one to a really good Mount Vernon team who's 4-1 right now. And, you know, I think they were beat up when they lost to Tecumseh, who I think is a much improved team. And then they turn around last week and blow out a Forest Park. And I don't think a whole lot of people saw that coming. I think if you ask people around here, that Forest Park was probably the favorite in there, and they hung 42 points. And I think that's what they needed. they're young. They're similar to us, and they're playing a lot of sophomores. And, man, they got some explosive kids. The running back they got, the Lance kid, is really good. I think he rushed for 250 yards last week. The Schulte kid, a wide receiver, really tore up Forest Park, and I think had a breakout game. And it was good. It was good for us in terms of watching film because I think it opened our kids' eyes when we sat down Monday that, oh, man, this South Spencer team's got some weapons, and they're a good football team. I know Coach Neighbors is trying to, you know, establish – you know, his identity on that program, and I know, you know, when I've taken over a couple programs now, and, you know, those first four or five games are tough to try to get your kids to buy into how things need to be done. And you know, once you have that signature win, your program usually just kind of takes off. And I think they probably got that last week against Forest Park. And, you know, we expect to be in a battle for four quarters on Friday night.
Yeah, scoring more points in the last four quarters against Forest Park than they had in the first four games of the season. So, now looking at what South Spencer brings to this table for Friday night, and it could be a very, very tough game for a Vikings team that's been very tough to stop, Coach. Now, of course, you're a big part of that. Your guys are a big part of that. But maybe a big part of that for tomorrow is going to be that it's homecoming. I know that homecoming is a busy time, maybe a bit of a stressful time, right, for someone in your position. But what is homecoming all about at North Posey? What should we expect for tomorrow night?
Well, it's pretty wild at North Posey. If you've never been to homecoming here, I think we do it right. You know, we love our small-town football, and small-town homecoming just makes it that much bigger. And, you know, the whole community usually shows up. And, you know, we've got everything from float parades to – you know, like a food carnival vending. I mean, it's wild before the game and things that go on at halftime. And, you know, festivities have been going on all week. So, you know, the challenge of that is not get distracted. You know, it's reminding our guys that, hey, we still got to play a football game on Friday. This all is all great and dandy. But we're playing for a conference championship. You know, if we can win this game tomorrow, you know, we'll secure at least a share of the small school division. So we can't take our eye off the prize. And I think our guys understand that. They've had a great time this week. They've had a great time with all the homecoming and the things that go along with that. But at 7 o'clock, they know it's business, and we got to be ready to take care of it.
Now, Coach, you mentioned the stakes. If you win this game tomorrow night, you guys are favored in the game. If you win this game tomorrow night, you secure a share of the conference championship, the division championship, and that's obviously a really big deal. But I also know that you guys have your sights set on a lot more. But you got to win this game. So in order to win this game, what has to go right? What's the key to this game?
We got to slow down the Lance kid at tailback. You know, I think a lot of teams come in and their goal against us is kind of take the air out of the ball, ground and pound, keep their offense on the field so that our offense is on the sideline. And I think that'll be their approach. So if we can stop the run, stop the run on early down, put them behind the chains, you know, we give ourselves a really good shot. And then offensively, we got to keep doing what we're doing. Take care of the ball, you know, spread the ball around to multiple guys. Don't be predictable. And just get our guys in space. And when we can get our guys in space one-on-one, good things typically happen. So, you know, it'll be a chess match as always, and we look forward to the opportunity to go out and play against a good team.
That's Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey Football, right here on WREF, the North Posey Football Show. Hey, Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck.
As always, man, thanks for having us on.
I really appreciate you taking the time. Really appreciate the audience for listening to Week 6 of the North Posey Football Show.